Rest Easy, Wake Easy. Written by Chancey Lurking. Read by Opal Song. Fandom, Sense8. Rating, Teen. Category, Gen. Also tagged for platonic cuddling, sorta, and comfort. Part 7 of the Felix Plus series.
All around me are familiar faces, worn out places, worn out faces, bright and early for the daily races, going nowhere, going nowhere, and the tears are filling up their glasses, no expression, no expression, hide my head, I wanna drown my sorrow, no tomorrow, no tomorrow, and I find it kind of funny, I find it kind of...
When Felix wakes up to Wolfgang curled into his chest, he doesn't freak out. Or, well, okay, that's not really true. He freaks out. He freaks out a lot because Wolfgang is shaking and seems too small and his breath is shivering like he might cry. So, yeah, Felix is freaking the fuck out, but he's a goddamn professional, so he keeps all his panic internal. "Which are you?" he asks, like he's confused, not horrified, laying his arm over Wolfgang's side. All he gets back is a quiet, "Sorry." Not enough intonation for him to guess. Not when he just woke up at 12:30 and can't see Wolfgang's face. "Been woken up worse ways," he responds, looking down at the top of Wolfgang's head. The laugh he gets is uncharacteristically damp, startled, but he knows who's looking up at him even as she says, "It's Kala." "Hi, Kala," he replies. "Are you okay?" Kala flinches and she averts her eyes. "I didn't mean to wake you up," she says, but it feels like her words resonate through Wolfgang too. Felix shrugs, the shoulder not currently trapped under Wolfgang's weight. "Like I said, I've been woken up worse ways." He adjusts his arm around her. "Let's hear it. What's going on?" "It's my husband," she whispers after a moment, and Felix's whole mind goes a little red. The big list of unholy knockdown drag-out beatdowns he shares with Wolfgang is getting longer by the day. But it must show on his face, because her eyes instantly go wide, apologetic as she shakes her head. "No, no, it's not," Kala lowers her voice. "He doesn't hurt me." "Oh," Felix says, fury pushed aside by confusion. "Is he okay?" She looks away from him again. "He's fine," she says gently. "He's wonderful. So, so very wonderful and successful and kind," she explains softly to his chest. "And my parents love him and..." "Do you love him?" Felix asks, because he'll ask that kind of thing for her. In Wolfgang's face, maybe even in the face of the other headmates, it'd be too awkward, too real of him to put into words. But he can already acknowledge the softness he feels towards Kala, the first headmate to smile and say she liked him, preceded only by Wolfie. When it's 3 a.m. and it's dark and she's close to tears, he can be soft with her. He almost wishes he hadn't asked, though, when she winces. "It was never about love. I always knew that," she confesses after a moment. It's just what we're supposed to do. The nice life, the house, the family. But I can't..." She draws in a breath that shakes, pressing her hand to her eye. "The marriage was one thing, but the thought of being with him, it makes me..." Felix isn't putting together what she's trying to say at first. But if it isn't the love, if it isn't the marriage... You mean you don't want to fuck him? He guesses. Kala looks up at him, Wolfgang's face flush with embarrassment. The only men I feel comfortable being in any way inside me are the headmates. And I know Rajan wants to be good for me, but... Her face breaks and she motions at him. This is the safest I have ever felt in a man's arms. I don't... She pauses. I don't think I want more than... You don't want to have sex at all, Felix realizes. A strange concept to him, to be sure, but the shame on her face hurts him to see. If Felix isn't ashamed of the times he's fucked or wanted to fuck people, and that is a long and varied list to be sure, then she sure as shit shouldn't be ashamed of the times she doesn't. Felix doesn't get it, but that doesn't matter. He's got her. Well, not yet, at least, and she shakes her head. I do not want to feel like every time we go to bed together, when I just want him to hold me, that I am testing his patience with me. She swallows. That does not feel like love to me. Felix frowns at that, then blinks at the way her eyes go far away, her arm shifting as if she's making space, and it clicks. Felix doesn't know what it is exactly, but it clicks. Is Wolfie holding you right now? Kala closes her eyes and nods. Felix frowns at the pain in her face at that, but nods back at her. He slides forward, tucking his chin over her head and pressing her into his chest. He moves his hand off her back, imagining Wolfgang pressed along the line of her spine. I'll hold you too, he promises, if you want. She stays tense for a moment, in which Felix considers letting her go, but then her arms are unfurling from where they were pressed between them and wrapping around him. Her heart is not pounding, just a slow, steady rhythm like her breathing. Safe. Felix feels something warm and light in his chest. You are not a bad man, Felix, she says softly against his collarbone. How fucking dare you, he mumbles. Kala laughs sleepily. A crook, perhaps, she allows, but not a bad man. Felix doesn't want to sort out exactly what that means. It feels important. It feels like feelings, and he's already having too many of those. Go to sleep, Kala, he says, and stays awake long enough to notice that she does. When he wakes up later that morning, still in the same position, his arm's numb and he's too warm, but he doesn't move for a moment. Wolfie? Ja? Is anyone here right now? Felix asks, just to be sure. Just me, Wolfgang answers, as he untangles himself and rolls away, but not uncomfortably so. He blinks sleepily up at his friend. Why? Felix tries to figure out a way to articulate, I think you're in love with yourself, in a way that isn't accusatory or flippant, but instead he just shrugs. For what it's worth, he says as he stretches, rotates his shoulder, I like her a lot, too. The pink suddenly in Wolfgang's face is all Wolfgang, nobody else, and is in no way hidden by the way he glares at Felix before turning away. You like all of them, he accuses. Felix isn't gonna push it. Not when Wolfgang has a point. Instead, he stays on script and says, Aw, come on, Wolfie. You know you're my favorite. Just before he jumps on Wolfgang's back. The end.
I'm dying on the best I've ever had. I find it hard to tell you. I find it hard to take when people.
If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback, both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening!